Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
What did you manage to dig up on in your little bit of time between sit-ups and traffic?
Yeah, right. I actually did get a good teeth brush in, too.
Okay, so. Good.
But we're gonna start out with Selena Gomez here, you guys. She's apologizing to Hailey Bieber after some fans went after her over a TikTok video she made that she thought was kind of a fun video, but some fans interpreted her as mocking Hailey Bieber. So I'll lay the background on it. On Tuesday, Hailey put out a video, posted a series of Get Ready With Me videos on
TikTok.
Selena
Gomez did.
Hailey Bieber did first. And she would get ready. You know, it's just like, hey, you know, show your makeup, do your type thing.
It's a paid Insta post.
Exactly, with specific makeup lines, right? So then 3 hours later, Selena Gomez shared a clip of her own skincare routine, but appeared to roll her eyes a few times throughout, which some of Hailey Bieber's fans thought was a little shady.
Oh, honestly, their fans, their stans really stir up the pot.
That's true. That they flooded
between them.
Yeah, they flooded to her comment section and they were just laying into her. So she came back and said that, you know, she took it down and she did eventually stop the comments from coming and she didn't allow comments, but she took the post down and she said, guys, I had no idea what I did, but I'm really sorry. Zero bad intention, deleting this soon. And then she added, this is why I believe in taking care of your mental health.
It doesn't matter what she does, if it's someone will come after her and accuse her of an intention. Hailey Bieber just got this like 3 weeks ago. Some fans of Selena accused Hailey of doing something, and it all goes back to the beef that they, you know, former exes.
Yeah.
It's so silly, but Hailey Bieber was just like, please leave me out of your drama. So I don't know why these guys read the comments ever, but maybe.
And for me, and Selena Gomez, I think she's even doing, you know, social media this week because she's hosting SNL this weekend.
That's right. She can't turn it off.
She has to do it. But remember, she turned it off for 4 years and said, this is the best thing I've ever done for myself. Uh-huh. And by the way, the music guest is Post Malone.
Oh, that's right.
I'm kind of hopeful for this one because Selena Gomez has a little comic.
People are not watching SNL, you guys.
It's terrible.
When is the last time you watched it?
And Lizzo. I watched
Lizzo. Lizzo, but like you would have thought Lizzo would have had higher ratings. No, nothing. Benedict Cumberbatch this weekend was kind of blah.
I talked about this with my friends. I think it's because we're all wondering because
watch the clips.
We watch the exactly. We can go to YouTube. We can watch the clips and there's so many other things out there when it comes to like comedy, like sketch comedy, especially on YouTube with all these other actors doing their things that people are finding other ways to get some, you know, something like SNL. There's more options out there. And like you said, you can get the clips and I'm just not staying up till midnight on a Saturday anymore. That's for sure.
And Lori and so many people, because we know this, if so many people in Grant's generation don't have cable, like my kids, they just stream everything and you can't record everything. And if you're not going to be at the appointment time to watch it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a combination of things, right?
I think it is.
But, you know, hopefully it will find a better path because SNL is such a milestone or such a mogul.
I feel like they've been on forever. Right
well,
now,
they're coming now to the end of the season.
It feels like
they'll
it's
be
been
off
very
for
long.
The summer.
Isn't it like a 50th or something? There's a big celebration coming up, I believe, for them. But
I don't know, but it does feel like a long
season.
I think
Lorne Michael is done in like 2024, which will be his 50th year.
That's something like that. Yes, yes. So now moving on from that, let's get into a little Harvey Weinstein news here.
What is he doing in the news?
Well, Minnie Driver claims that she never would have starred in Good Will Hunting had Harvey Weinstein had his way.
This is all coming from her book. She was on Kelly Clarkson the other day.
Yes.
She has a memoir out and
I saw her on The View.
Yeah, she's really...
Oh, tell me.
This kind of sounds like she's telling us a lot of great things in this memoir.
Yeah, so that she, you know, Minnie was, this was from an interview on the UK Times. So she said that the disgraced film producer allegedly told casting director along with producers and star Matt Damon that nobody would want to bleep her, fill in the blank.
For Good Will Hunting.
For Good Will Hunting.
I think she was dating Matt Damon
at the
time.
They met on that. Yes, they met on that.
They met on that. And yep. Harvey says that to him. And I mean, this is, it's insane. So in response to Driver's claims, Weinstein's rep released the following statement. Harvey knows that Minnie Driver is an excellent actor. I mean, I don't need to read this whole thing.
Why
has he even got a publicist on contact while he's in jail and he's never getting out?
Right.
Yeah.
That is bizarre.
Yeah. He's just serving a 23-year prison sentence for all these sexual assaults.
And he's awaiting trial in California.
So it's going to be more than that. But yeah, this is just a crazy, crazy story. Now, I did like what she said, kind of. She also referenced him, like how she thought about the moment. She go, he's a pig. Why on earth was I worried about this bleeping guy saying that you're not sexy? Mm-hmm. She's just, you know, kind of just mentioned, like, why am I worried about this guy? Yeah. You know, so good for her after the fact that she can think that. But
the director probably told her, I had to fight to get you. Harvey doesn't think you're bleepable.
That's terrible.
Remember the SNL? Yes. Or not SNL, Tina Fey. They did that funny skit. It was something outside of the last bleepable day. It was Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Tina Fey. It was some kind of a funny skit that they did about in Hollywood. Someone was celebrating her 50th birthday, I think it was, or maybe the 40th.
Right.
And they did this song and dance about, oh, is this your last bleepable day in Hollywood?
Oh, my gosh. Well,
because that's how women are just, well, is she, you know, I mean, that is like.
That was how casting used to be.
Well, and even the fact that the casting couch kind of gets thought of as a fond thing.
Oh, please.
You know, but it's only in recent times that we're like, oh, wait a second. That is just super creepy.
Absolutely.
That was how the way the business went for years and years and years.
Well, and Terry Crews, a black male, has come out a lot publicly speaking about that. He was sexually harassed. He had to do things.
Well, so, he was at a party and the agent came up to him and put his hands in it right on his crotch.
Yeah, so I mean,
at this big party. Yeah, it's amazing what people think that they can get away with. But
I'm sure
anymore.
It happened a lot more to women.
Oh,
but
for sure.
Absolutely sure. But it's just crazy to think that that's even going around across the board like that. It's just, what a horrible situation. So,
you know, we first met her Circle of Friends, mm-hmm. Minnie Driver, when mm-hmm. she played Benny.
Yeah.
And that was such a great movie. Mm-hmm. And that was in 95. And before Good Will Hunting was made, she made Gross Point Blank.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one?
Another
and Sleepers.
Movie.
And she was in GoldenEye. So she had a lot under her belt before Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
And so when she was cast, though, she talked about an incident when she went into the room. And Matt Damon and Ben Affleck were out the night before partying and were kind of drunk and hungover-ish. And she was going in to read for a part. And Matt looked at her and said, you deserve a redo because we really didn't have our heart into it.
Oh.
And she thought that was like the most gracious thing that he ever did.
Little did she know he would break up with her on Oprah's couch to the world that he was single when she thought they were engaged.
That's right.
Oh, that is a bad one. Well, we don't have much time, but I'll bring this one up to you guys lastly here. Now, we talked about the Jesse Williams thing yesterday, how his nudes got leaked out and he was kind of cool with doing the nude scenes. Now, he's not too happy about the leak of the nude picture itself, and neither is Broadway Second Stage Theater. They have responded to this leak, saying that basically taking a nude picture of anyone without their consent is highly objectionable and can have severe legal consequences. Posting it on the internet is a gross, unacceptable violation of trust between the actor, the audience forged in the theater community. They're right.
You're not allowed to take any photos in any play ever anyway.
Yeah, their phones were supposed to be sealed up and they were not. So Second Stage is coming after the person.
Can they find out who
that is? That's the interesting part. They have not yet. The person who did post them did a lot of work to try to keep that anonymous. I'm sure some hacker can figure that out at some point in time. If I were them, I would be worried because this is catching a lot of steam right now.
Yeah.
It's a violation.
No bad pun intended.
That's true. That's true.
You know, the number one show that people have always told us, like from the very get-go when we started doing Vintage Scandal, was to listen to the podcast, You Must Remember This.
Yes.
Okay.
because that's basically all that Karina does is takes just there's Hollywood is just never not full of scandal. Mm-hmm. There's a scandalous thing everywhere. And I was kind of, I don't know if I was, it was over the weekend and I was like, what? You can watch Blue Lagoon on Netflix. And so
Christopher,
it sent me down a path and of doing like was like, let's think about it. First of all, it's about 2 7-year-old cousins who get shipwrecked.
I never knew they were related.
Oh, yeah, they're related. They're related.
Uh-huh. Well, who's starring in it?
Okay, so it was Christopher
Atkins
and Brooke Shields. And I mean, if you look back on the 1980s movies, there's a lot of takes on sex that they get way wrong. You know, whether it's Porky and the sexual harassing women, 16 Candles, yeah, Revenge of the Nerds.
Yes.
There's a lot. It was a bad time for good takes on sex. Let's put it that way. It was a very warped view. So Blue Lagoon, I thought, was that scandalous when it came out? And it was, and it's still scandalous today. And it's based on this guy's novel that came out in 1908. And it was probably conceived poolside at the Beverly Hills Hotel by executives who wanted to film something in that involved young nubile teens on a deserted island in Fiji. Doesn't this just sound like some kind of So anyway, so it's based on that book. And the director of Grease is who did the Blue Lagoon. It came out in 1980. And he cast 18-year-old Christopher Atkins.
Mm-hmm.
And Brooke Shields was 14.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
And had she already done the Calvin Klein fame?
No.
Okay.
But she's 14. Wow. So they've cast someone who's underage,
mm-hmm.
which of course explains why they have to go to an island in Fiji. They cannot film this in U.S. soil. Okay.
Child labor laws or?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
For what this.
She's 14, right?
Yeah. And the Blue Lagoon, let me tell you, this is not a cute or chaste movie. It is sexually explicit.
It is.
And they're naked and full frontal nudity is common. There are also several sex scenes. There's a masturbation scene. All of these risque moments combine to give Blue Lagoon an R rating.
Oh.
Something that the director didn't want. And the director felt that, you know, this is a movie that you could take kids to because there were more exploitive things than Starsky and Hutch and, mm-hmm. you know, other kinds of things. But the director, you know, got it made and it did earn $58 million against its $4.5 million budget. And to put that in perspective, it was one of the top grossing films of 1980. And that included The Empire Strikes Back, 9 to 5, Airplane, and The Blues Brothers. Mm-hmm. And Brooke wrote about this period, you know, this movie in her memoir, There Was a Little Girl. She credits the entertainment industry for keeping her sane while she dealt with her mother. She said it was a really interesting disconnect. I sort of desensitized myself to anything sexual. In Blue Lagoon, I'm using a glue gun and taping my hair to my breasts so that people can't tell that I have boobs. And I didn't realize I was doing it because I was a kid. I was in this cocoon with my mom.
Good old Terry.
Good old Terry.
Mm-hmm.
And
good old Terry.
So how they got around this being called child pornography, with the star being 18 and Brooke mm-hmm. being 14, is they used a 32-year-old woman to be the body double for the 14-year-old Brooke Shields.
Okay.
So a casting choice that asks viewers to imagine an adult woman's body on a child. So hello.
I saw this
creepy
dumb movie. I know,
beyond
but I
creepy.
Thought none of these thoughts when
no,
I was watching
no,
it.
Yeah.
And there was never a reason that the Grease director, like, he could never really get, why can't you just cast someone else who's 18?
Right.
And because it's such a mature plot, why can't these 2 7-year-old twins who are deserted on this island and who find their way sexually towards each other as the years go on. But, you know, Brooke Shields' mom wanted her to have this role 2 years earlier when she was 12. She starred in Louis Malle's film, Pretty Baby. And
remember that?
That was a controversial nudity-filled movie that followed a child prostitute the same age as her in the red light district in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And critics rejected claims that Pretty Baby was a perverted movie, blah, blah, blah. Whether this movie was inexcusable or a smart critique on how young girls are sexualized is beyond the point. But by the time she got cast in it, she was already linked to child nudity and pornography when she was cast in it. And it was then after the movie, then she was cast when she was 16. Nothing Gets Between Me and My Kelvins, yeah. Which ABC and CBS refused to air those TV ads.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And
that's interesting that she had a body double.
She had a 32-year-old woman was her body double in this movie.
Didn't Brooke have a hard time with her mom because her mom put her in all these uncomfortable situations as a young child?
Yeah.
Because those two had a big falling out.
Yes,
I feel like she was emancipated from her mom, if that's the right word or whatever.
So, you know, on Rotten Tomatoes, it has 8% by the critics.
Do you remember seeing this in the theater? Do you remember the hype?
I think I do.
Oh.
I think I do remember
seeing it in
the theater.
The hype was unbelievable.
But yeah, Jodie Foster tried out for the part. She was turned down. Jodie Foster was turned down. Kelly Preston auditioned for the role.
Wow.
Diane Lane was offered the movie, but turned it down. And Willie Ames.
Oh, yeah.
From
Eight Is Enough.
Eight Is Enough at mm-hmm. one time, who I think is interchangeable with
100%. 100%.
And she won the very first Razzie Award, was given in 1980, and Brooke Shields won for Worst Actress for her work in the film. Christopher Atkins was nominated for a Golden Globe, so
yeah.
For a hot new star. And it was filmed on this private island, and one of my favorite quotes about it is Robinson Crusoe goes incest Club Med. That's a headline from back in the day.
Oh my gosh.
A piece of lovely dreck, a naughty fantasy that's too chaste to be truly entertaining. Lots and lots of nudity and bad acting.
It was so bad, but it was so hyped about in like Tiger Beat.
I think
Beat
if you
watched
it now, you might be like kind of surprised
right.
because it is the late Victorian period, and the two cousins are shipwrecked on the island, Grant, and everybody's dead, and, you know, there's human sacrifices.
It's terrible.
And yeah.
And
so, anyway, it just is kind of, like, to look back on it is just, like, kind of amazing, you know, that it was...
And, Lori, when you talk about that, because
that it was made.
The next year, Endless Love was made. And that was with, you remember that, Endless Love, you know, and Lionel Richie did that. And that was, that got 26 on Rotten Tomatoes, but it was two teenagers wrapped up in a passionate love affair.
Right.
And that was Brooke.
Brooke
Shields was in that. Yeah.
So, I mean, the movie was billed about teenagers discovering themselves and falling in love. But
I remember him I really remember it was beautiful because it was a VG.
VG.
And their tans were amazing.
Amazing. But you'll never see.
You don't.
Brooke with that. I mean, you see her body double.
Right.
You see this grown up looking woman having sex with Christopher Atkins.
Wow.
But it was.
She was 14.
So it was scandalous then, apparently, but it's even more scandalous to look back on it now.
It's disgusting.
And it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
So just you've been warned if you like are watching it, you know, it's pretty racy.
It is.
Pretty racy. And
but they were casting young girls because remember Jodie Foster was in Taxi Driver when she was
course.
Like 12.
Yes.
I mean, they really cast.
There's a lot of sexualizing of girls.
Young girls, because it's the opposite now. Now you'll get high school shows that are casting 30-year-old women, mm-hmm. and it's the opposite, I feel.
Well, no. I mean, that's like TV. They've always had older people playing that. Yeah. But no, in the movies, lots and lots of stories Lolita-esque where the innocent young woman, you know, and the guy can't just help himself.
So young.
So anyway,
that was a good deep cut, Laura.
Yeah, I know. I was like, thank you. You must remember this, Karina.
That's a good
one. She got me down that path. All right, listen, we'll be right back with the rest of the stories. Oh, Grant. What? Yeah, weird. All week you've been giving us these little warnings.
Well, we finally got some humidity and it kicked up a little weather, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's good for the grass and good for the trees and everything, you know? But man, these storms are a little dicey, so. And today they even, today is the first Wednesday that they, not the first, was it the first Wednesday of the month? No, that was last week.
Yeah, okay.
Because I didn't hear the tornado sirens going off at 1 o'clock and I was thinking maybe they didn't do it because we had severe weather at one. But
right.
Yeah, it's been dicey for the, we went from what, winter to 80 degrees, it felt like.
Yeah. Weird, so.
We'll take it though.
Yes, no complaints.
No, we'll take it. Did you guys know Lyle Lovett had twins, Lori, the musician? Did you ever know that?
No.
Well, I mean, 20 years ago, did he have twins or just recently?
They're 4 years old.
What?
Oh, my word.
How old is he? For new music tomorrow?
He's in his late 60s.
He's 64.
Oh, my God.
Oh, mid-60s.
Remember when he married Julia Roberts and the barefoot picture on the cover of People magazine where he just died?
It really felt like Beauty and the Beast.
It kind of did.
It was so surprising. We're like, she doesn't have a type.
No.
Kiefer Sutherland and then Jason Patrick. Yeah, whatever his name.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't have a type.
No. Wow. Okay, well, tomorrow he's got a new album that's coming out called 12th of June. But we have to, Pants is Overrated is the name of the song we're going to have to play
on Friday.
But okay. The headline grabbed me. Lyle Lovett on how his 4-year-old twins inspired his new song. And I thought,
he probably has a younger wife.
Right.
Certainly doesn't have a 64-year-old wife, probably. Mm. I'd love it if he did.
I would too.
But his band is so good. Whenever I've seen him in concert, he's just fantastic.
He is. And
I feel like we saw him at the fair once.
Maybe. You probably did, and I went home.
Yeah.
But anyway, headline just grabbed me. Like, okay, we've got Lyle Lovett,
and he seems older.
Oh, he
always.
His wife's name is April Kimball, and she looks very, very young. Let's see how old she is.
Is she going to be disappointingly young? Not that there's anything wrong with being 24. I'd love to take 24 for a spin for 24.
That's true. I'm trying to find the age here. You guys keep going, but she looks very, very young.
Well, you know what? And sometimes this is the thing. If you are 30 years younger than your husband, you look even younger. That could be
a trick. And he looks even older. Yeah, you really.
Mm-hmm. Like I saw Carol Burnett. Her husband is 66 and she was out in Montecito and she's 89. And my gosh, there was a frailty there that I saw in Carol. She looked a little frail to me.
I saw it too.
Oh boy. I think there's something about getting that close to 90. That's the new number we got to worry about. If we're lucky enough to get that out. But that seems like really where like things can get shifty.
Oh my gosh. If we're lucky.
Physically.
You're right. If we're physically lucky. Okay. Yeah. A couple new things that are happening tonight on Disney Plus. It's called The Quest. It's as if Dungeons and Dragons game has magically come to life.
Mm.
It's an immersive. Thank you. Series by the producer of Lord of the Rings and The Amazing Race and Queer Eye. I mean, those three things together, creates a tangible fantasy world called Everrealm, in which 8 teenage heroes or paladins enter to take on a series of challenges. If that's your thing.
All right.
That's happening.
Okay.
This is the one, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, of course, is tonight on Bravo. The other one is Our Father. Now, this is going to be a disturbing one on Netflix. It's the troubling documentary that follows Jacoba Ballard's discovery through DNA test that she wasn't the only child, but has 7 half-siblings as a result of her family's fertility doctor dad using his own sperm to inseminate the patients. Remember this story?
Yes, this is nuts too. This guy, what he was trying to do.
Mm-hmm. He fathered more than 50 children. And so it's a new film and it's part of it, you know, and she said it's disturbing and she's even nervous that now releasing this, which she was a part of, she's going to find out she has more siblings.
Oh, yeah, probably.
So that's our father. If you
but
want.
You know what? You don't have to
do anything.
That's right. They don't have to be your siblings.
They don't.
You know what
you
I mean?
You just share DNA.
That's exactly
it. And if there's
it.
No emotional,
you don't
whatever.
You have to take it on.
You don't have to take yeah. it on. This is what people are telling people who have done ancestry.
Right.
Me and find out that someone has another child out there. They forgot to tell them.
Right.
We don't have to take that on, honey.
Right.
We're not emotionally attached to that.
That's right.
That was just a period.
Mm-hmm.
So they had Naomi Judd's funeral this past weekend, and she had pre-planned the whole thing before mm-hmm. passing. And the Judd sisters announced that they are working with CMT Television, Country Music Television, and Sandbox Live to broadcast the funeral.
Why?
Because she... I don't know. It's being held at yeah. the Grand Ole Opry Ryman
oh,
Auditorium.
They're going to do like some kind of a memorial.
It's already done. Yeah. The memorial's
oh.
already happened.
Oh, okay.
But it will be broadcast this Sunday night,
okay.
commercial free.
Well,
and
you know,
she had people perform, you know, Brandi Carlile. I mean, all these people. It was planned.
It was planned.
Yeah.
Her funeral.
So,
wow.
In its own way, you know.
Yeah.
So that's going to happen on Sunday. That's the other TV news. That's.
Well, the dark humor that I have with my dad, you know, so my dad has his bladder cancer, has left the building, and so he's on a timeline, according to his doctors. But, you know, who knows
anything
if a miracle could happen.
Yep.
But he's preparing for, so I call him and I'm like, how's everything going on the death to-do list? Oh, you wouldn't believe what I got done yesterday here. You won't believe what's going on this week, you know. And he's like, you know, it's kind of amazing how...
He's embracing it, I guess.
Embracing it and is making it oddly easier for
all
us,
of you.
Even though emotionally we're going to have to... We're dealing
yeah.
with all of it. It's just so typical of my dad to be looking on the bright side
yeah.
of this. And, you know, he's still on that, you know, he still might go to Sturgis. So he's
right.
like, don't rule that out. We might be going again.
Right.
And,
good.
You know, but
positive
yeah.
positive thinking.
I'm just like, he goes, I'm really getting a lot of my death to-do list. I'm really getting a lot of things checked off. But luckily, new things keep coming
yeah.
up. So
I like how he does that for
yeah.
you. Because like you said, it's going to be hard. But at least during this time, he's having a good... It seems like he's probably doing it for you, maybe, and for
your
family.
I think he does it for himself because this is how
yeah.
he's always been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, positive, half glass full kind of guy.
Very much so.
Cool.
Very much so. Like, you know, and I'm like, oh, like, what is that? Oh, they're coming out to take pictures of my beautiful lake home because we're selling it, you know? And I'm like, yeah, Dad, I know you're
right.
selling it. But
right.
even though, like, all the rest of the family were like, don't sell the house you've had for 40 years.
Yeah.
That's sad, right?
Oh, it's terrible.
To say goodbye to that. So,
oh,
but
yeah.
he's kind of like, you know, thinking, oh, I got a great new place I'm moving to, you know? So... Here's to you, Dad.
No kidding. The
All
zipper.
Right. The zipper.
By
right.
the way, no knowledge of his wife's age. It is completely wiped from the internet.
Oh.
There is no... there's articles about how you
wow.
cannot find her age
wow.
on the internet.
Okay, so she's young.
Okay.
That's
yep.
the Hollywood speak.
All right. Everyone have a good night.
Job done. Off you go.